just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm too legit. And joining me is Mr. B3 Exponent.
What's going on, legit?
Not much. I love Lil Troy. Oh. And finally, coming back to Monday nights, Mr. Woo! 3-1-5.
Butte, Rule of Three. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Facebook,
man.
Live, Periscope. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's finally front row. You're not in the corner this time. And on the boards, the man on the mic, Rocky.
Never gets old.
No, I love how his is the best. Like, he's got it set up perfectly.
Very encouraging.
You do the work.
If
it's
you
fine.
Guys want to come in and spend time with me to do more editing, I'll be happy to do anything you want.
I love it.
I try
it.
To do great things for you guys with things. This just worked out great. This
All time. Right. We are one man extra.
Wait
one.
A minute. What? All right, sorry.
I didn't throw the Rocky Sucks in there this time, so that was good of me. That was nice of me. All right, and we are one man extra joining us for the second week in a row. Smoochie, what's going on, man?
What's going on, everybody?
Nice little intro music.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I get the New York name. I'm a New Yorker. All right. Thank you,
I
man.
I gotta give you some love. All right, okay. I've got one more. The Carolina Panthers for firing David Gettleman. Listen.
I'm not even a Panthers fan.
He came into a rough situation. Marty Herney made it horrible. He did get the contracts off the table, mm-hmm. and that's good news. Y'all are in better cap space, which is great. But the way supposedly Gettleman's lack of interest in signing Greg Olsen deal may have figured into this, and the Thomas Davis thing. They didn't want to go through the same thing that they went through with Steve Smith. Is the reason I think he got let go. So I think it's a good thing because you're out of salary cap hell. The bad thing is the assistant GM went to Buffalo to be mm-hmm. the GM. So you don't really have anybody in front of office that has experience.
You don't need them right now anyways. Right?
I mean, it's not even the start of the season. Training camp's a couple weeks. Fine. Anyway, what y'all think of the move?
Can we move on to zeros so I can say that the Carolina Panthers are zeros for firing Dave Gettleman?
Okay. Well, let the people that think it's a good move talk first.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
I don't think it was a good move, man.
Thank you.
Like you said, he got us out of salary cap hell. We went to the Super Bowl his third season with our franchise. Yes, last year was a little bit of a hiccup.
Hey, V3. We got to wait, dog. We got to wait for zeros, and then I would bash
him.
I don't know what was going on behind closed doors. Mr. Richardson has his reasons. You know I'm a Panther fan.
Well, isn't it more important to have, Thomas Davis and Greg Olsen retire a Panther than letting him go?
Not really.
No. How many great New England Patriots didn't get to retire a New England Patriot because they weren't pulling their weight anymore?
But you know that's how the city of Charlotte is.
And Mr. Kraft stays out of his way.
I know, but that's why we're in terrible turmoil all the time.
The thing is, what big-time free agent can the Carolina Panthers sign that's going to make an immediate impact on either offense or defense, preferably offense, because Cam needs help.
And the other thing you got to look at, Noah, look at the rookies he's brought in. I mean, there's one that worked out 1 year so far, and he's struggled the last couple years, and that's Benjamin because he got hurt. Then he had disappointment last season.
Keith.
Who's the rookie on defense that has or offense that has really done anything?
I mean, Bradbury looks like he's a player. Short's a player.
No, he had disappointing season two last year.
Letulia's been solid.
He ain't he been. Was another disappointment. Both of them was disappointed.
He's not Trey Turner to his potential where he's
Trey Turner's at. Been the
Trey one. Turner's been awesome.
Trey Turner's
Andrew
been really
Norwell?
Good. I don't know about that. He's gonna
make big money.
Luke Kuechly?
Well, it doesn't mean you'll make money. That you're good. Luke Kuechly was drafted by Herney.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought Cam and Herney was Luke.
That's what I was reading today.
Okay.
That day that he
so drafted.
Just
a year after that.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I read. I'm just saying.
Okay. If no, you, I get you.
And listen, people in Charlotte did not forget the Steve Smith thing. You know that.
No, right?
Steve Smith is
that.
A legend that they let just walk.
But at
the way
time, it was like, okay, we can't have this alpha wide receiver being the leader when we're trying to groom our young quarterback to be the leader of this locker
room. And that's how
that's how that choice had got made.
And the way me – sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, quiet as his cap, they kind of still need Steve Smith.
Yeah.
What other receiver
they needed
you
him
had?
For 1 year, but they, that was it.
They needed him for two more years, I think, because
I say
he would help. He would help groom the younger receivers.
He couldn't
which
groom
you would
Benjamin
need
because Benjamin's three times his size. He can't teach
no,
him anything.
But you can teach. Yes, you can teach him different things. How to be an NFL player.
Well, hopefully, teach him how to run a route.
Talking about NFL players, run a route and how to show up to camp and wait.
But our quarterback was Mr. Sensitivity at the time. He couldn't deal with. The alpha personality.
Tell him to get the hell over it. You need to be, I mean, damn.
I'm sorry. Franchise quarterback beats legend wide receiver all day.
All day long.
No, you've got to work as a – the alpha dog on that team should be Luke Kuechly. Everybody else shut the hell up.
I think Luke Kuechly, and I actually think – I think Luke Kuechly is quietly the real leader, and I don't even think Cam runs the offense. I think Greg Olsen quietly runs the offense.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
No question.
Yeah.
Him and Ryan Khalil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cam's just the mouth.
Just right. The face.
The guy that dabs.
So, y'all understand why he got – I understand why they got – I didn't agree with the timing of it because it's right before camp.
That's what got me.
But it's what the Panthers do. I mean, they got rid of Benwicky right after that 300-yard game on a Friday before the next game, which is silly because you can't – you won't have time to bring anybody else and get them up to date for the next week. But they do this every week with somebody.
We'll see what happens, man. Yeah. We will see what happens.
Panthers record this year, fellas?
I mean, I still say they go 8-8.
I think 9-7, 10-6.
7-9.
7-9?
Bucks.
7-9. Because the South is so competitive, man.
Yep. The Bucks are going to be so much better. I think the Saints will even be better. We'll see. But, you know, going.
Hold on. Can we take a vote? Good move, bad move? Smoochie?
I think it was a good move.
Rock? Good move, bad timing?
Good move. No, bad timing.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good intentions.
Yeah. Good intentions. It should have been done before.
All right. I say bad move. B3.
You know what's a bad move for me? Bad move, bad timing.
Boom.
I get it.
Here on the rule of three,
you know
we
what's
say
funny?
Bad move.
Not everybody. It's funny, though, if you go look at Facebook and Twitter today, how many people are so happy he is.
I just don't understand why.
I told you.
I like the fact that he did not take emotions into anything.
But you know,
business.
Business wins.
But you know, they needed to sign Greg Olsen contract. They did.
Greg Olsen thing
simple.
I get.
Plain and simple. Greg Thomas Davis, I'm not so sure about. I mean, maybe a year. But Greg Olsen,
okay,
cause
that's
you have to give 3 years.
I've been listening today,
left.
And people are saying, oh, we don't need to sign Greg back, but we need TD. Are we all in agreement on this show that that's stupid,
that's
that Greg Olsen is a much higher priority than Thomas
because
Davis?
Because he's younger, and TD has been injured.
And
how
I'm
many
sorry,
times?
Shaq
Three?
Thompson is pretty damn good.
And if we forgot, Greg Olsen still has the best hands on the team.
If you don't forget,
ain't never
straight,
been injured. Don't miss no games.
3 straight 1,000 yards receiving, first tight end to ever do
since
that.
Since you bring up Shaq, I'm working on getting him on the show.
Tell him to call. Sweet. By the way,
right, tell him to call.
No, coming to the show.
Right.
To the studio,
you also can call into the show at
913-943-2044. We'll try to get you on.
Yeah, call in. Oh, yeah. We'll put you in the first segment or the last segment.
We got people peeking in windows, freaking me out for a second.
There's studio.
Just depends on who's peeking. Let me see what's, going on.
All right, Mr. 315.
Hey, sorry.
All right, so, listen, I get what he did. Like I said, you know, it's just a bad timing. There's rumors of replacements.
Oh, God.
Oh, already?
How are we even going to know any of their names?
Patriots assistant GM.
Let's get Lewis Riddick.
Yes.
Yes. Get Lewis Riddick.
I agree.
I would Lewis be excited.
Riddick. Like, I would be all good for Lou Reed. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
And he can bring somebody in immediately.
And he's been passed up a lot.
Ryan Cowding, he used to be in Carolina. He's 16 seasons working with the Panthers, but he's in Tennessee last year.
Real quick before you keep going on, if you were the assistant GM that just went to Buffalo, you're like, if I'd have just waited out one more year, I could have had that job and not had to move to Buffalo.
In the middle of nothing but New Yorkers, cold.
But it's cold as hell in Buffalo.
It's too cold. It's like 40 degrees now in Buffalo, and we in July.
Don Gregory, he was recently promoted to senior executive scout to work on the college and pro side. He was the Panthers' longtime director of scouting. Mark Kontz, he was promoted to get him into personal director this year. And after assistant Brandon Bean left, he was in charge there, personal director. Seahawks executive Trent Kirshner spent 8 years with the Panthers. He was a candidate for the general manager job at San Fran and Indy. The next one, John Dorsey, he was fired by the Chiefs earlier on this.
Oh, that's not a bad move. I could get with that.
And then last but not least, Marty Hurney.
No.
Hurney as a temporary.
A special advisor for a while.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know who wants that? Thomas Davidson, Greg Olsen. Because Greg Olsen's like, I want a 5-year,
$900 million contract, all of it guaranteed. Sure.
Upfront signing bonus.
I want a Charles Johnson deal that you gave him, 5 years and $72 million. I want that deal.
Wow, you can sign him that much?
Yes. It was like 48 guaranteed. Yeah. That was the.
Now he's playing for like $3 million a year, two and a half. Is he even back on the team this year?
I think he's back.
Charles Johnson?
On another 1 year deal.
Is it one year, $3 million again?
Oh, yes, he's back. Jeez. Yes, because he was trying to talk somebody into. We don't have to move you away from the window.
But look at the car.
No, I didn't even say anything.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I think he did a good job. Appreciate you, Mr. Gettleman. Good luck with your future endeavors.
The thing that got me was I was listening to local Charlotte radio today, and they had a prior GM on who said that amongst general managers, Dave Gettleman is easily a top 5, top 10 general manager.
Well, if you look at what he did, but, I mean, dude, I'm sorry. That Steve Smith ain't no one ever let go of that, and they were not letting go of
that. And you know what? And you know who didn't let go of it?
The only way you –
Jerry Richardson.
No, obviously.
And when you piss the big man off,
yeah,
it's about business.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Not in Charlotte.
Then you should agree that it's a bad move because he was about – business.
Here's the thing that people in Charlotte don't get. How many Super Bowls you win?
Zero.
Okay. Then it should be about business, not about who plays for the team.
That's what I'm saying.
In Charlotte, it's about who plays. Like,
and the reason why I say it's a good move is because they have to bring – I'm pretty sure that Carolina is going to bring in somebody that can attract free agents.
But no one comes to play. I mean, the only free agents we ever get in Charlotte was – Kevin Green, Keshawn Johnson at the end of his career. You know, guys like that.
At the end of the career is looking for a paycheck.
Right, we get players that come looking for that paycheck. Reggie White.
Nobody in their prime.
Bless his soul. But nobody in their prime comes here.
We don't want to overpay.
Right.
You know, the best teams built through the
draft.
Sam
Mills came here as a free agent, but we didn't overpay for Sam Mills either.
I thought Peanut was still in good playing shape when he came.
He had that ACL injury.
He got hurt. No, yeah, it was the tricep. The tricep injury.
Yeah, like,
but he was at the end of his career.
But though, he was still playing at a good level.
No, he did. But he was at the very tail end.
But I think he's going to come back and coach.
He should.
He'll come back just like
coach. And that's what the Panthers need right now, a guy that's just going to get, like, somebody to help out Cam. Defense, well, now it's helpfully, you know, get the defense
back. Cam needs to help himself by becoming an accurate pocket
passer.
Not going to happen.
Oh, well, he was too busy this past weekend because he was on a $1,000 pyramid.
You know, Colin, he was on a $1,000 pyramid. That's right.
You know, Colin Cowherd was talking about him last week. Through his career, his QBR is 24th in the league. He's only completing about 50% of his passes.
Yep.
For his career?
For his career. You can't win like that, man. Well, when elite quarterbacks are completing 65% or better.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but feeding into that fact, if Mike Shula is one of the worst OCs in the league. I don't care what anybody says. When you have the ball for 27 seconds last year, 27 seconds.
Talking about that Kansas City game?
Yes. And New Orleans. New Orleans, too. 27 seconds you had the ball.
Yeah,
you got to have more game. You got to have more time possession than that.
But here's the thing about the Panthers. Besides Greg Olsen, who does Cam have to throw to?
Well, he has some new toys this year.
Greg Olsen, he's all this whole. Now, hold on a second.
He loved to throw the ball to Ted Ginn Jr.
Billy Brown.
Who led the league in drops.
Yeah, he loved throwing.
Bingo. He loved throwing it to him.
He loved to throw it to Philly Brown, who would fumble. Brent Burston, why are you on the team?
Because
you know something about Wofford.
Don't forget Devin Funches.
Devin Funches? Munches?
I heard they were about to cut Brinston Burston last week. That was probably the main reason Mr. Richardson fired him.
Probably. You know what? You're probably right. God. He was like, hey, Mr. Richardson, I'm probably going to cut Brent Burston. The hell you what? Say?
You fired.
As our president would say, you're fired.
The problem in this state, and I've said it, is we're okay being mediocre because we're more worried about who we got on the team than winning anything.
So
Cowboys were the same way with Tony for a while.
Yeah.
And some of the other players, Terrence Newman, and some of the other guys we had.
So, you know, with Ted Ginn leading the league in drops, you got to throw it to him.
Kelvin Benjamin was probably second.
I mean, Kelvin Benjamin, to his defense, he was pregnant. So, and Kelvin, look, no shout out. Look, man, you're a good dude. Just
pregnant women would have had better hands because they would have been trying.
Hey, wait a minute. Serena won a title in Australia with a baby in her belly.
Serena. We're talking about Kelvin Benjamin, man.
First of all, I'm going to stop you. You got to stop talking about Knowles like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, careful. Careful. Choose your words carefully about the Knowles.
Oh, we got two Knowles fans in here. Right. I forgot.
Well, he was about.
I get it. He's a little overweight.
8 months.
just a tad heavy right. When overweight. He came in.
All right. Camp. Anything left on the Gettleman bandwagon that we want to bash on?
No. Good luck to you, man. I hope you find another job.
Good luck. You probably won't get another job, but, you know, enjoy radio.
Hey, if they hire Marty Herney, you can just buy the Bugle by the radio station for Marty Herney.
It'll be Herney and him down there.
Wow.
Herney.
Yeah.
HG.
All right, let's go into I was going to rename it from Monday Afternoon Blues to BSS Carolina's The Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Weekend.
What?
Yes, I'm going to make it confusing as hell.
Nice.
All right.
It fooled me.
The first one, Lucky Whitehead's dog is being held for ransom after alleged break-in over the weekend.
What? Lucky Whitehead?
Somebody stole his dog named Blitz. How you stealing Blitz?
Obviously, he didn't blitz fast enough. He got caught up. Come here. Here, boy.
Come on.
That's messed up.
How much is the ransom? How much is the ransom?
I gotta find out.
We got your dog, and if you want more than a paw back, you better cough up X amount.
So, out of all the stuff you can steal.
Now Mike Vick stole his dog.
Oh, that's messed up,
that's
man.
Horrible.
Oh.
He was going to be the mascot.
I saw him on Fox this morning. He looked like he had the guilty face. Undisputed.
Oh, Mike Vick's on Undisputed?
Yeah, he was Undisputed. Yeah,
missed that.
So, yeah, Lucky right here.
Come on, Lucky, get your dog
back.
Your name is Lucky, so you'll be lucky enough to get it back, I believe.
Lucky and Blitz. Red Sox relief Pablo Sandoval.
Pablo got paid and said, I don't care anymore. You can send me wherever. All my money is guaranteed.
Fat tub of lard. Good Lord.
How much they give him? 5 years? Like 130?
Yeah.
He still owed like $48 million or something like that.
Yep.
Crazy.
He better get on that, what's that dude, the Bobby Bonilla?
They're still paying Manny Ramirez that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ken Griffey's getting paid until 2037.
What?
Yeah.
These baseball from Cincinnati Reds.
No, Bobby Bonilla gets $1 million a year until 2040.
35.
Is it 2035?
2035.
All right, well, it's way out there.
Way up there, though.
I mean, he retired. He'll be 80 by the time he gets.
What if he finds out he has, like, stage 4 cancer and is going to die in 6 months? What's going to happen to the rest of his money?
The Mets are going to be real happy.
I don't have to pay this no more. No, he'll go to his kids.
Yeah, they'll be the first one at his funeral. Make sure he's dead. What? Oh, Bobby Ball?
Let me shake you real quick. All right.
Speaking of funerals, Mayweather and McGregor press conference. After the first one, the rest of them was bad from what I've seen.
Toronto was fun. McGregor had the crowd going. They were giving Mayweather the business.
Oh, no, the London one where London Mayweather threw the money at him was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's when the crowd turned against McGregor a little bit.
Wait, isn't he having tax problems?
He owes $22.5 million.
So why are you throwing money?
I thought it was $53 million.
I thought Mayweather had tax problems.
Yeah, he does. It's 22 million.
$22 million. And he's throwing money in the air.
But it was $1 bills.
He threw about 5,000 ones.
It was like $1 bills.
5,000 ones looking for the baddest chick. But you know what?
At the first press conference, he was like, "I got $100 million uncashed check." And the IRS was probably like,
You're lucky
going to Toronto and London, because if your ass was staying in America, we're going to find that
money.
We're
knocking on your door right now.
I think. I don't know why he doesn't pay. $22 million shouldn't be anything for him.
It's a lot when you paying that to the strippers.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the $22 million he's paying. He had $100 million check for guys.
Terrible with money. He spent like $100 million.
He spent like $20,000 to fly his luggage first class.
From that check he had, take $22 million away from him. He still got 78 damn mil.
Good boy. You know, and then the take they 40%, and you still got like 30 million. Yeah, $100 million.
I thought he got to give a couple million to the strippers.
I think he good.
He got to pay tuitions.
You got Floyd. You got Floyd mixed with James Harden.
He's about James to Harden. Get $600 million
putting them through. Yeah, James Harden's putting them through the strippers.
John Wall putting them through college, too. Way to go, John Wall. Got love for everybody. We got to pay these tuitions out here, man. Yeah.
See, it's not just going to a strip club. It's charity work for these guys, man. Right? I wish I had enough money to make strippers charity cases. Here you go, baby. That's one semester right there.
And they spend the night. They chill. He's accommodating them. He gives strippers, like, something to eat. Like, oh, you're tired. Bring in your replacement. Go take a break.
Right. Here's $1,000 anyway.
You dance too hard. Go take a break.
All right, this speaking, is getting off the rails.
Speaking of which, talking about something I wish that somebody would do. And Zeke Elliott, hire some strippers. That's what we're telling you. All right, then you ain't getting no problems. For getting in a bar fight, supposedly, may be suspended 1 or 2 games for domestic violence. That was not convicted. Dallas police say Zeke wasn't mentioned in Sunday bar incident. Witnesses say Zeke broke a man's nose, but the police could not confirm. So, from right now, they say that he did nothing wrong. We'll see what comes out of it. But, dude, you got money. I mean, you should have some money. Stay at home. Buy strippers. I don't condone that. I'm married. But still, do something.
He's a true cowboy if he runs into the authorities.
We can't go without it every year.
Every first round pick y'all have.
No, every we get
up in the head somehow.
Every year for the last 20 years.
Man.
So
he's officially a cowboy now.
But you can't tell that man nothing.
But, dude, you got somebody. I don't care who's got to sit down with him. Sit down and get the man right.
And it
right.
ain't like he came from a troubled background. His parents grew up. He grew up in the suburbs. So I don't know what's going on with him.
Well, we talked about it before. All right, listen. There's some people trying to make money off of you or get you in trouble. Stay out of it. You got to do something. I ain't telling you not to have fun.
Lord, it's my dream if Cam Newton punched me in the face. They break my whole face up. I can't breathe.
I'm in civil court the next day.
Steve Smith is always that one to bait. I think you can easily bait him into punching you in the face.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Steve Smith would be easy.
Yeah, that's
Steve
what I'm saying.
Steve Smith, Randy Moss.
That's what I'm saying. Steve Smith easily.
Got that.
Steve Smith don't care.
Aaron Hernandez when he was on the street. But you might
I'm not trying to mess with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez is about that life.
He about that death.
y'all got any terrible, bad, worse?
Is there any more?
I don't.
I got one.
It's very easy. Come on, B3 exponent. You should get better than anybody.
Venus Williams. Venus freaking Williams. Sister ain't playing. You make it to the finals. You supposed to win.
That girl worked her, though.
She got first set. She competed. Lost the first set. Second set, she came out. Muguruza beat that ass. 6-0. She looked like she quit about halfway through the second set.
She was already writing that speech about how she was sorry to her sister and she going to try harder next time.
Like, that is terrible. Your sister wasn't there. You're supposed to win. You went out and got destroyed like that.
It's all right, man.
It ain't
you
all
know
right.
What? Her sister's like, what, 6-7 months pregnant? She probably still could have won that.
Beat Muguruza. Venus Williams.
Probably.
You can't. It's like the Manning situation. Like, as long as they both win, it's all right.
But Venus ain't won in like 15 years.
It's all right.
She's old, though.
She got a couple of trophies.
She's supposed to have won this. Muguruza beat that ass.
She's not even close. She's won 7 Wimbledons, though. It's not like she hasn't won this tournament. I mean, Serena's won it 9 times. She's won 7. You're supposed to win it when your sister's not playing.
Yeah, like,
we had to run her up.
We booked her. Like, yeah, like, book it. Like, this is it.
Yeah, when she made it to the semis, I was like, oh, she gonna win this. This might be easy.
I was rooting for her, man. And she,
that first set, you were like.
It's like, yeah.
That second set, you was like, ooh.
All right, I'm done.
Pump the brakes.
What's next?
I would never watch somebody age so quickly.
Unlike Roger Federer, who didn't lose a set the entire freaking tournament.
He's on PEDs.
Oh, my God, man. He's on something.
He's on that Wimbledon PED.
When you smoke crack and play tennis, that is Roger Federer.
Just go, huh?
You don't care.
All right. Y'all got anything else? Any more Monday, very bad weekend?
You couldn't even say it yourself.
No, very bad weekend. That's what I'm going with right now.
Very bad, ugly, terrible.
Yeah.
Something like
that. The BSS Carolina. Yeah. Y'all got anything else?
I don't.
No.
All right. You're listening to BSS, the Rule of Three BSS Carolinas, the breakdown edition. There we go. When we come back, we'll go into AFC East preview.
Good day.